All right, well, in the words of Lizzo, I'm going to do my hair toss.
And I'm going to check my nails.
Baby, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good as hell. And this is Chick to Chick.
Hi, everyone. I'm Carrie Perry.
And I'm Flora Pastorero. We are at Spectacular Escapes in Mechanicsburg, and we are talking about wellness from head to toe.
Literally.
Taking care of your hair, your nails, and your toes, ladies.
I love it. And actually, we have an expert because you know what? You and I can't talk about this.
No.
We don't know what she knows. It's Chelsea.
Yes. Chelsea Clark. She is a cosmetologist here at Spectacular. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. And really, there's a lot of things that we want to talk about that I don't know that everybody understands about hair care and nails. I mean, I know Flora and I are no experts on all of that good stuff, but you know, we want to talk first about hair. One of the things that I was learning in a lot of looking television, we put a lot of product on our hair and we're always caking everything down with scalp. You actually have something that helps people identify the health of the scalp. Is that true?
We do. We have a camera that blows up the cuticle on your scalp and it'll tell us exactly why you're having your eczema or psoriasis or why you have to wash your hair every day, why you have so much sebum, oiliness in your hair. And then we would follow with the treatment and then the take home care for you.
And that's a scalp analysis machine that's able to tell all that stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. I have a confession to make. I used to wash my hair every single day, flat iron it 3 times a day and cake it with hairspray. Is that a good thing?
No.
Should we be washing our hair every single day?
No. What's going to happen is when you wash your hair every single day, you're going to strip all your natural oils away. If you feel like you have to wash every day, it's because you've overstimulated all your oil glands, and then that's what needs corrected.
So how often should we be washing our hair?
Really just depends. Most people are every other day, but as long as you can go 3-4 days.
It's 5-6.
We have kind of a challenge between the two of us to see how.
Sometimes I'm like, I haven't washed my hair in 3 days and you go,
it's been 5.
No joke. You win.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Well, it's better when you don't have all that product in your hair.
Yeah.
And I notice sometimes like when my hair's dirty or it's just not feeling right, like it affects my whole mood. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Well, there is a ton of toxins in a lot of products, and Simply Organic that we use here and O&M that we use here has done a beautiful job of removing them. So PPG-free, ammonia-free, gluten-free, PPD-free, tons and tons of chemicals that you just put on your hair, on your scalp, that goes directly into your bloodstream every single day, especially if you're washing your hair every day.
Yes. Wow. So it's not just, I mean, it's a real thing. Then it's getting absorbed into your scalp.
Right into your bloodstream.
So it really truly is affecting your mood and your wellness.
Yes.
Are there certain things that you can tell from the scalp that might be an indication of some sort of a medical condition?
Well, a lot of people don't drink enough water and take their vitamins and eat their fruits and vegetables. And so it's all shown through our hair, our skin, our nails. And then when you're overloading your system with all these toxins, it's just a recipe for disaster.
That is amazing. And I know that when I don't wash my hair all of the time, I feel like my hair does actually feel healthier, not just the scalp, but all the way through, it just feels so much better. And that's even season to season, but are there some
things? That's your natural oils.
Oh, see, then that's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, I color my hair. Is there, you know, should you also be worried about the way, you know, what you're using when you're coloring your hair a lot too?
Yes, so again, lots of chemicals and toxin, lots of heavy metals are in a lot of products. And that's just going directly over top of your brain, which is terrible for you. So those are the things to keep in mind when you are looking for a certain salon or hair care. You want to ask these questions. Does it have this stuff in it? And if it does, I want to use it.
Yeah, you want to avoid that stuff. All right, we're going from head to toe. So the next stop, we're talking about our nails and having manicures.
Which you don't do.
I don't do, but I hear a lot about these gels and these dips.
Yeah.
Talk to me
about
that.
Guilty. Chelsea's going to give me a lesson.
is this bad? Educate me. I have no idea.
Yeah. So we have regular manicures, which is just using your typical polish, except our polishes are free of 5 to 11 different toxins. And they are infused with vitamin A and vitamin E, same as our gel polish. So we do those and it's healthy. You clean up your cuticles, get them nice and moisturized. You get your hand massage, especially in the winter time. And, we also have our gels and it is also free of all of those chemicals as well. So when we get to dips in acrylic, we don't do those.
I know. I'm guilty. I do them. She's probably going to change my mind.
I'm going to do the circle with an X through it.
I know.
Why don't you do them and why are they bad?
There's a lot of chemicals and we've looked into dips because anything new that comes out, we want to know about it. We want to see if there's a healthy version. We want to be on the cutting edge like we try to be. So when we looked into dips, what happened was a lot of people stopped getting acrylic nails when the gel polish came out because it did make your nails stronger. It lasted 2 weeks. It's exactly why we got acrylic nails. So for the few people who still want extra length, they do the acrylic to this day. But that dropped off significantly. So they introduce the dip polish. And it's just a self-leveling acrylic. So it's still full of all your toxins. It's still super harmful for your nails. It peels. It can make ridges. It can break your nails.
She's laughing.
I know.
I'm crying inside. I'm looking at Chelsea. She's looking at me like, get them off.
I know. This is why we don't.
Yes,
if you don't do it.
This is why
we don't offer it.
So... you haven't had a manicure or pedicure. What about
I've had pedicures. Okay. I have never had a manicure.
Did you ever
in my
do
life.
The ones where you like dip into
no.
the wax? What
no.
What's the scoop with all of that?
So the majority of places use paraffin waxes, which have benzene and toluene in it, and those are used in gasoline.
Oh.
It is very toxic. It is one of the leading causes of cancer.
Oh my.
So we choose not to put it directly into our skin and on our hands to moisturize for this time of year. We use beeswax dip. So super healthy, super moisturizing. It comes in a variety of scents and you're not dipping into the same bucket as every other person. We warm your specific one up and we brush it on with a brush and put bags on and then an herbed warm mitt and you sit there and relax.
Oh, that sounds
doesn't that sound like amazing?
Now that you want to go get your
yes stop let's do this
yeah,
right
we're
now.
We're gonna leave right now.
Yeah, that sounded amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, ready, next stop.
Yeah.
Toes. Pedicures. Why do we need to have pedicures? And I'm going to say not just women, but guys, you need to get a pedicure too. I've seen a lot of male feet.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Take care of your feet. Why?
Believe it or not, we do have a pretty big male clientele here. They first get dragged in by their wives,
right.
And then they understand why women get pedicures all the time. It feels good. Your feet feel great when you're done. But there's also a lot of underlining issues that we look at when we're doing your pedicure. So 80% of people walk around with fungus on their feet, whether it's the bottom of your feet, your toenails, and we're just not educated about it. We don't understand what we're looking for. We just think it's dry skin or we stubbed our toe or we run all the time so our toenails fall off. And that does happen, but a lot of it's there's an underlying cause. And so we use FootLogix products here and they have for every kind, whether it's your peeling skin, your rough skin, your cracked skin, a lot of it is all because of fungus. And that you can pick up from locker rooms, swimming pools, certain pedicure chairs. I know when we opened, we tried to pick the best pedicure chair. So ours are pipeless. So when the next person sits in, you're not getting the batch of water stuck in the pipes from the last person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I always think about that and wonder when you do go get a pedicure or a manicure, what are some of the things you should be looking for in terms of sanitation and hygiene?
Well, definitely ask. That's the best thing you can do. And look, You want to see utensils soaked in Barbicide. You want to see files being soaked or thrown out or scrubbed. We throw out all of our files, foot files. It's a one-time use.
Well, we've chirped about a lot of good stuff
we
today.
Did.
And I really hope that people will think twice about whenever they're taking care of themselves or they're just doing the regular deal of, I'm going to go get my hair, my nails, my toes done. Get yourself did the right way, right?
I like the fact that I don't wash my hair every day.
Hey, I like the fact that you don't wash your hair every day.
I do, honestly, my hair feels healthier. It was dry, brittle, little ends would crack off, and it just feels so much better. And boy, the amount of time you're saving too by not washing your hair every day.
I have so low maintenance on that.
I
just can't even handle it. Well, if you want to hear more of our chirping, you got to tune in. We're Chick to Chick is a YouTube, so subscribe to it. Of course, we're all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find us all over the place.
We're all over the place. And thank you so much for tuning in. And we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.